of ending the previous sugya and starting a new sugya. The previous sugya we had had, Omar Rav Chisda kol tainish shloi shoka olof chamo lav shmei tainish. A tainish that one does not fast the whole day does not have a shame tainish. So the Gemara asks Akasha Toshma, Omar Rav Yechanin ahobe tainish hacha ovi leveisi, that a person that Rabbi Yechanan said he was mekabel tainus at shavu lebeisi. At shavu lebeisi means he's mekabel tainus till come to his house and then he's going to eat. That means he's only going to fast a few hours. And so we see it as a shame tainus. So the Gemara answers, "Asam lishmutei nafshe mibei nesiyahu diolat." There, her purpose really wasn't a tainus. Halachically, it wasn't a tainus. We want to avoid the invitation of the Beis HaNosi. It's mekabel tainus. It seems by the Nosi there weren't such big lomdim. They didn't know Rav Chisda's memory. So they took his statement face value. It's mekabel tainus. It's mekabel tainus. So then they understood he's unable to eat by them. But really, there was no tainus whatsoever. Let us see Rashi, Dama Rabbi Yochanan, Pomim Shayoimer, Ahobe Tainis, Achovi Lebeisi, Veimote Lebeisi, when he reached his house, Vishtaima Begimu Shoiz Bayoim Avaocho, you see, Vikori Lei Misanis, you see, it's a Tainis Afilu, he ate part of the day. The Gemara answers, Lishmutei Mavshem Ibeinesiye, the Loi Vitrechu Lamechu Badayo. That there the whole purpose was that he should avoid the Beis HaNosi, they should not bother him, they should not be matriach him to eat together with them. They requested from him that he should eat with him. But it really wasn't a tainus whatsoever. If he wanted to, could have eaten right away, and it's not a nether whatsoever. Zek the Gemara weiter. Omar Shmuel kol tainus shloi kibol olof mi ba'od yoim lav shmei tainus. A tainus which there was no kabbalas tainus mi ba'od yoim. Before the tainus was chal, lav shmei tainus, it doesn't have a shame tainus. The Yosef Mai, and what is the din if he was Yeshiv betainus without a Kabbalah? Is it, maybe you can't say aneinu, but it could be something it is. Omer Rabba Bar Shila domi lemafuche demal yezike. Just like a bellows that's full of wind, that means there's no, the bellows will not get any schar for being full of wind, so you also won't get any schar for being full of wind and not having any food in his system that day. It's no tainus without a kabbalah. The pasuk says katshu tzaim. So in order for it to have a shem tzaim, there has to be a katshu, a hachone before, a kabbalah before. Let us see Rashi. The mafuche v'iyosiv mai misolik l'tainus eloik on al-chatchila dikedin. The mafuche hu ha-mapuach l'tzabelo sh'neifchim boi ha-nefochim esu'u ha-mismali b'ruach avzen nismali ruach. So he's also the same thing like this bellow. He's also full of air. Shloi ochal b'chinam. He didn't eat. It's just he didn't gain anything from not eating. Amos Mekabola. Now, when is one Mekabol the tainus? Now, we'll first learn the Gemara the way the Ritve and the Ran learns the Gemara, and then we'll go back to the Gemara the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Amos Mekabola. When is one Mekabol the tainus? Rav Omar b'mincha, is mekabel de tainis b'mincha, v'shmuel Omar b'tfilas ha-mincha. Shmuel says, is mekabel de tainis b'tfilas ha-mincha. So the Ritva says, clearly, if the sugya would stop over here, he would say that the machlokes is, say kibshutai, Rav holds zman mincha, you mekabel de tainis, Mincha Ktane, Viteisha Shois, Umach Tzolomaylo, and Shmuel is Moisef, it's not, this man Mincha is not sufficient, it should be Betfilas HaMincha. That's how he would have said, if the Sugi would have stopped here. But as the Sugi continues, he says, we'll see that that can't be Pshat in Rav, because the whole Sugi won't make sense. We'll see later the sugya. But so therefore, but let us just say the emes of pshat in Rav and Shmuel, so we'll understand the sugya as we progress in the sugya. So he says, the emes and the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is as follows. Rav holds that nidrei tainis is like a geherige neder, it's a kol nidrei mitzvah. It's a neder, there's nidrei mitzvah, for example, there's nidrei iser, which we know that like a person says, koinem kikar ze olai. So he's asering a kikar, he's putting an iser heftze on the kikar. That is nidrei iser, which has no shaykhis with our sugya. Then there's Nidrei Hegdish, Harei Olai Lahavikom, which is not a neder on a chayfetz, it's a neder on the gavre. It's an obligation on the gavre to bring a kom. And the Gemara is medame to, according to the Rishonim, the Gemara is medame to this Nidrei Hegdish, Nidrei Mitzvah. Person says, Ashkin ve'eshna perik seh, made a neder the night before, he's going to wake up and learn this perik, neder, godol, nodol, lekei Yisrael, the Gemara says in Mesechtas Nedorim, that's all, that's nidrei mitzvah. It's nidrei mitzvah, and then it's chal. Now, Rav holds, so if a person says, areini betainis lemocha, that's also nidrei mitzvah, perhaps it's doimit a nidrei hegdish, that miyut chelbi v'domi is like it's like he's mekabel on himself to be mayut chelbi v'domi, but it's nidrei mitzvah, and therefore Rav holds that if there's a din that one has to be mekabel at tainis, theoretically, so it doesn't matter when he's mekabel at tainis. There's no legitimate reason that he should have to mekabel it right before the tainis. It's a geherige neder, so he's mekabel it 10 days before. It's also sufficient. That what he said, Bishas Mincha, we'll see soon why he said such a misleading lashon. Now, Shmuel holds it's not a real neder. It's not a real neder because he says it's not a real neder mitzvah. We learned before Shmuel holds that a person that's Mishani is a choite. That's not a real nidrei mitzvah. Ashkim ve'eshna perik, that's wonderful. He's going to wake up and learn a perik. That's very choshev. Harel ha'lovi kolden is very choshev. But here, that he's going to fast tomorrow, he's a psashtikal choite. He's not doing such a gewaldik as that. It's like he was a neder kenoida lahora la'atzmoy. Not a neder gomo. So since it's not a neder gomo, so the Ritva says, Mishimhochi boy kabole gemure. So therefore, in order to bashtim, to ascertain that this is going to be a tainis, he needs a kabole gemure, the kviyusa b'tvile, that is keveya, this kabbalah in shemayne esrei, v'samuch letainis. In order that it should have, that you create obligations on him, it should shaftin him on him, so you need a kabbalah gemure, samuch letainis, that said b'seich tvile. And he says, we see such things, v'chishar kabbalahis shabosais v'yomtev. כשצריכים קבולה, דבוי קבולה בתפילה אוי על הקויס, כשבו לקבלו מבעיון, תלעסויס כבר לדובו. So the Ritva says that we have Kabbalis of Shabbos. A person is Mekabel Shabbos. L'chayre, it's just g'day to say there's two inyonim. Baglumavove and the Shulchan Aruch Harav explains there's Teisve Shabbos and there's Kabbalah Shabbos. Taisva Shabbos is that a person is Moisif Mechel al HaKodesh, is Mekabel on himself, the Isuri Melacha of Shabbos. But it's not Shabbos, the B'Shoilam says, after Taisva Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to be Moisif Mechel al HaKodesh, can still daven mincha. It's no steer, he's Mekabel, he's Moisif Mechel al HaKodesh, he will stop doing Melachas when it's yet Choyl, but it's not Shabbos. He can still daven mincha. Then there's Kabbalah Shabbos. He's mekabel al atzmai kedusha Shabbos. And Kabbalah Shabbos, the Ritva says, there's only one can be mekabel Shabbos either betvile or yalakois. They last is kvaladova. Notice, you're making it Shabbos, and then that we find by Kabbalah Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah brings down an issue is Mekabel Shabbos Vavlokas Neiris, so after she's Mekabel Shabbos, she can't have a mincha anymore. It's Shabbos already by her. And by us, Kabbalah Shabbos is Shemayna Esra, he said, Bocha Doshem Mekadisha Shabbos, or Alakois, or by us, maybe it's by Mizma Shiloyem Shabbos, Lochadoidi. Al Koponim, there's an Indian of, but here the Ritva says that you need a Kabbalah Betviloy Alakois. In order to make something kavua, it has to be betvili. So therefore, the Ritva says, we have here a machloikis Rav Shmuel. Now Shmuel that says you have to be mekabel the tainis besoich atvili, Shmuel holds that the etzim neder is not a neder gomel. The nether is not sufficient to create a din tainus on him. Not an emes and idre mitzvah. So you need a kabole besoich hatvile to be kaiveya the tainus. That's what Shmuel holds. So therefore he says, tvilas mincha, there has to be somach le tainus, tzakerta for you, that's a kabole, but tvila, somach le tainus, that creates a kviya. According to Rav holds it's a real nidrei mitzvah. Some emailers of the ritzvah, that's why you don't need something special, you don't need special, that it has to be b'soich atfilah, it's nidrei mitzvah. So if it is nidrei mitzvah, so the ritzvah says, so what's the difference if he makes the nether? What is the difference if he makes the nether, the mincha before the tainis? He makes the nether a week before the tainus, or a year before the tainus. If it's nidrei mitzvah, it's nidrei mitzvah. So that's what Rav said, that you have to be mekabel the tainus b'shas mincha, which is a misleading lashon, the Ritva says, ipshat is because since Shmuel said b'shas tfilas mincha, so Rav said b'shas mincha. Amar Rav Yosef, kivosei b'Shmuel mestava. It's mestava, like Shmuel said, that you have to have a kabbala b'tfila. Why? Tachsiv b'Megillas Tainis, it says in Megillas Tainis. Now, a Megillas Tainis, it speaks about, first of all, Chazal made many Yomim Tovim, And these were days that Nisim had occurred to Klal Yisrael. They made them a yontif. Now, on these Yomim Tovim, they're halachis. So one is not permitted to fast, not permitted to make a hespet. So first it rechens oyis and Megillas Tainis, the Yomim Tovim that Chazal were kedei. Now, Megillas Tainis, it says, lahen means Bilvat, that means you're not allowed to fast on these days. Lahen, besides, what is the case, we're allowed to fast. Kol inish, diyese ilavuhu mikadmas dino, each person that brought on himself before this, before the yontif, he was mekabel on himself that he's going to fast. Yiyaseh. Then he should make an issa on himself. So now these words seem to say as follows. That even though we said that you're not allowed to fast on these yomim tovim, but there's an exception to the rule. The exception is, kol inish diyesi el avoyi mikabmas dino, that each person who was mikabal on himself before, that he's going to fast these days, and one of these days is a yontif, is yiyasa, she should mikabal, when the yontif comes, right before the yontif, he should make an isser on himself, and then we'll be able to fast that yontif. So we see there were two things. There was Yesi Alavoi Mikadmas, he was Mekabel on himself before to fast these days. So when right before the day comes, Yasa, he should now be Mekabel, should Mekabel on himself. We'll see others were going to see Yasa Bitzloi, but he should ask himself Bitzvili, but the Ritva wasn't going to this. And obviously it was also not like that. Maila, Yiyaser Atzmoi Bitzloi. So now, if in Mesechtes Tainis, in Megillus Tainis, it says there was a Kabbalah before, Ba'afal Pikein, before the Tainis he has to make a new Issa. So this sounds very much like Shmuel. This sounds like Shmuel, that the neder alone to fast is not sufficient. You need a Kabbalah betoich tefillah to right before the tainus to be mekabel the tainus. So that's what it says. So if a person was mekabel before, later we'll see what the union of being mekabel before is. If a person was mekabel before, so right before the tainus is mekabel betfillah, and then he fasts on that yontif. My love, yaser atzmai bitzloi. So the Gemara says, loy, ye yaser atzmai. Not he has to do something, he's also. He's also. If he was mekabel on himself before, so when the yontif will come, he's also. So that's this tunis choy, says this. We're making a different girse in Megillus Tainis. Not he has to asa himself. He'll be also if he was mekabel before. Right. So Mamela, if that's the Gilsa, so that stems very well, according to Ra. Now the Gemara says, Pligi Boho, now in this Shiloh of Gilsois, the Machlikis Tanoim, Rabchiye, Rab Shimon, Berebi. Chadoma, Yiyaser. So that means he has to be Mekabel on himself on Israel. The Chadoma, Yiyaser. Yeah. So now the Gemara asks, so Bishloim, let's see the Baskish. Bishloim amand the Yom Yeyas Kedom Rina. So according to the Mandelma says, Yeyas, so it's very good. So Megillus Tainis, it's telling us that even though you made a Kabbalah before, you're not finished. You have to be Mekabel, you made another before you're going to fast these and these days, but you have to be Mekabel, the Tainis. Bitzloi, right before the Tainis. So the Megillus Tainis is telling us Shmuel's halacha. So telling us something that when's the Heichet Timtze that you can fast on a yontif if you were mekabel before plus, but you have to be mekabel bitzvillah right before the Tainis. So it's telling us something. It's telling us halacha, which we did. This is a machlekes avirim. Here we have in Megillus Tainis, it's telling us this halacha, that besides the previous Kabbalah, you need also a Kabbalah, samuch l'tainis, b'toich tvila. So that's good. Elo,
Elman the Yomal Yeyosa Mayhi. So what is it telling us? It's telling us that he made a neder. He's going to fast this and this day. He'll be yourself. So that is the Ritva is some high kamashmalo. So what is he telling us? He's telling us if a person made a neder, and then he made a neder, and the tainus will come. So he has to face that day. So it's poshit. I mean, what is he telling us? He's not telling us anything. Like this, according to Yiyas, he's telling us Hilchas Kabbalah's tainus, that there are two inyanim which are needed. That the previous neder is not sufficient. You need a Kabbalah betoif tvilah k'samach l'tainus. But if he's just telling us, he doesn't have to do anything. He's just telling him, he made a neder, so he'll be yourself. So, Shkaya, what is he telling us? So the Gemara says, no, he's telling us, no, there's missing some words. Okay, he's telling us, Kreis and Yon. The Sanya, and Megillus Tainus, we learned the Megillus Tainus. Kol Inish, the Yeisei Elavoi, Mikadme de Mono Yeyosa. Every person who made a Kabbalah neder before, before the yontif, he'll become osa. Ketzat. So there's a certain case that he becomes osa. Ketzat. Yochid shekibol olov sheni v'chamishi shel kol hashonikula. A yochid was mekabel. The whole year is going to fast every Monday and Thursday. V'iru bom yomim toivim aksuvim p'megilas times. Now, it happened that this Yomim Toivim Aksuvim B'Megillas Tainus. So what, one of the Mondays is a Yomtif. So the Loch is as I, Im Nidrei Koitum L'Gzeiris Einu. So if this Neder was made before we made this day a Yomtif, Yevatol Nidrei Gzeiris Einu. That means like this. He had said before, it said right before the Rosh Hashanah, he said same Gedalia. He said, I'm going to fast the whole year, Tavshin and Vav, I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday. Fine. And then Lemaise, in the middle of the year, something happened, it was one of the days. Chazal said, this day is going to be a Yontif. They made it a Yontif. So when he was mekabel his tainus, that yontif was non-existent yet. Later they made that day a yontif. So nidrei koidam l'gzeiris seinu, yevatel nidreis gzeiris seinu. So then his neder is mevatel l'gzeir. A yontif im gzeiris seinu, keidemes l'nidrei, tevatel as gzeiris seinu as nidrei. But if there, our yontif was already before, that we made this in this day, the month is a yontif, now, he is mekabel every Monday and Thursday, so it's golnish mit golnish. He can't make a neder to be mevatel the yontovim of Chazal. So it comes out like this, that the emerson, this Megillas Tainus is telling us one halacha, that in certain instances, a person's neder lis'anos, if it was made before, and before means before Chazal wa machadish the yontif, so then he fasts when the yontif comes. That's the yesod ha-chiddush of this Megillas Tainus. That's the kamashmala, which is a big chiddush. And the Ritva Klaus, maybe it's me'ikar adin or akaponim. They did it like that. Akaponim. And then there's two girsois in this beraisa. It says yiyaser or yiyoser. If you geiris yiyaser, so the Megillas Tainus is telling us agav uche a seder in Kabbalah's Tainus that the previous neder is not sufficient. You have to make a new iser right before the Tainus, and that's yiyaser betzloy. And if you gave us a yosel, so that second chiddush is non-existent, so the previous tainus will help. So therefore, from this whole sugya, the Ritva says, so we have to say that Rav holds that you can be mekabel, that I already said, the mincha does not mean zman mincha, because if mincha would mean zman mincha, so what's the right that yiyasa means yiyasa b'tzloi? Yiyasa means you have to make a new issa. I was a mekabel before to fast, Right before the Tainus, you have to make a new Kabbalah. So what's the Kasha and Rav? The whole sugya doesn't make sense. So because of this Hecher, so the Ritva says, our Kocher way to say, that what Rav says, Mincha is Lav, Dav, Kishmul, Satsilus, Mincha, Sat, Mincha. According to Rav, it's a good Neder. You can make it 10 years before, so therefore, then we understand the Shakla Vitalia of the Gemara. That is how the Ritva and how the Ran learned Pshat and our Gemara. Now, let us learn Rashi. Rashi did not learn like this Pshat and the Gemara. So now we have to figure out Shittas Rashi. Sukt Rashi. Beminche, now Rashi is saying Pshat and Rav. Bizman, haminche. Rashi says klo. Not like the Ritva says. Minche means Zman Minche. You have to be mekabel Zman Minche. And Zman HaMincha, and the Rabbeinu Gershom says, B'tesho Yisro Machtze, that's Mincha Ktane. And L'chatchila, one should not have in Mincha Gdeil, but yeah, but Yoitze, but the Zika Zman Mincha is Mincha Ktane. Unless he has certain things to do. So Mamele, so B'Zman HaMincha. And what is the Chiddish? B'afilu B'shuk. Oima Hareini Mocha B'Tainas, he doesn't have to be mekabel the tainus and shmeina esrei. He could do the shuk. It says ma milche kein teisha shoyis amachze. He looks at his clock at teisha shoyis amachze. Areini mocha betainus weiter gegange to the shuk. That's Rav. Betvilas haminche. He says betvilas haminche besoifa. And the soif of the tvile. So the bach oimar toisves ritzui betachnunim. He's by a lekayne tzer. Machlekes we pass another by shemayat tefila, other by a lekayne tzer. About b'soifa the pashut pasavish is the soifa and shemayne esrei. Oimer toisves ritzei betachnunim. He says a whole nusach. Ad sheoimer that means in the tachnunim of a lekayne tzer. Ad sheoimer areini mocho betaynis. Then that's Shmuel. You have to be mekabel by the seif of Shemayna Esrei. Now, Vidavke, Narashi had a sofik, and we'll elaborate on this soon. Narashi had a sofik, a punkfakelta sofik of the Ritva. That means Rashi held like this. Rav holds, Kabul's man mincha, afilu b'shuk. Shmuel holds, but tfilis mincha. So Rashi had a sofik, maybe tfilis mincha, maybe the ikavot is not Tvilas mincha, the kavod is tvila. So Mamela, that's the machlokes, vakelt, that Shmuel in the prat is meikel. Rav has to be zman mincha. Like Shmuel has to be tvila. Maybe tvila shachas is also good. Maybe it's tvila, in the Kabbalah besaych tvila. So Rashi says no. V'davke nokat mincha. No, he said tvilas mincha. It's davke nokat mincha. Mishum de somoch letchilas yoim tanise, because it's close to the tainis. So he said, tvilas minche, that means take tvilas minche, lafuki tvilas yoitza, not tvilas shachis, he said tvilas minche, that's close to the tainis. Period. So Rashi is saying now that Shmuel means tvilas mincha take, and not Tfilas mincha davke. Why? Because there's a mile of tfilas mincha. Tfilas mincha samach l'tainis. V'dei konami. Now Rashi says, I'll bring you a raya. That Shmuel means tfilas mincha davke. B'de posik Shmuel. Upolig aderav. De omar bizman ha-mincha. Shiyuro yisere. Now, what Rashi is saying over here is very unclear. What is Rashi? Rashi is proving that it means Tfilas Mincha, be the Posik Shmuel, Poliga the Rav, Doma Bizman Mincha, Shiyure Yisere. So what is Rashi saying? Now, Dachsech Mir, Rashi is saying as follows. But I like to be Magdim, a very interesting Sofik in the Bir Aloche. Thank you. see how the bir halacha learned pshat in our Rashi, and then Batsim will be able to understand what Rashi is saying. Lalocha we paskin like Shmuel. The Mechaber says, Amos I mekabloi betfilas hamincha. You mekabel betfilas hamincha. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, the be'inon she'akabole somuch l'zman hascholos hatayne. So that's why you have to mekabel betfilas hamincha. Fine. And that's Rashi. Rashi says, somuch l'kabolos hatayne. That's the svar of Shmuel. Now, the bir halacha is a very interesting shaila. Hinei, miloshin Rashi mashme, hatam, the binishi akabola, somuch l'zman hatayinus. Ulefize, so now the bir halacha calls a very interesting shaila. Im hispalo minche betchilas man minche ktane, dahaino tesho isu machze. What if he doubted that the inyan is, it should be somuch? So, he davened mincha teshoy semachze, yochel lechoyre lechatchile lahamtim laache kabalose bizman meuchel, somuch leshkiye sachame, shiye yoise somuch lezman hatay. So, klar te bir halacha shaila, if the whole inyan of Shmuel is somuch letaynes, that's the whole inyan, so lechoyre says if he davened Betchilas is davening mincha beteshoy yisamachze lachayre. I would advise him don't be mekabel now. The tainus wait for before the shkia. That's mamish somach l'tainus. That's lachayre. That's what to be medayik from the loshna of Rashi, because the loshna of Rashi says the whole mile is because it's somach l'tainus. Aber mit divrei apoiskim loy mash mekein, de kavu betzvilus ha mincha davke. For the poiskim by stois, not this vote of Rashi, it's somuch letaynes, but it's an inyan of tfilin. O be'emes, he says, yesh lechavin loze gam das Rashi. Rashi also mentions this vote of tfilin. Shekos of divrei masa betzvilus ha mincha, besoifo, Toisves Ritzui Vetachnunim. So Memele Savarashi seems as an Indian of Tvila. And then he brings down the Ritva. The Ritva says Vakelte Zich an Indian according to Shmuel of Akvias Petvila, like just a Kabbalah Shabbos. So Memele, so we have here a very interesting Bir Halacha, which is really eye opening. He says the Bir Halacha was Mesupik. What is the key word in Shmuel? He said Tfilas HaMincha. Now Tfilas HaMincha has in itself two nekudas. Number one, it's somuch l'tainis, and number two, it's a tfilah. And so we clear. So what will be if the Tfilas HaMincha will not be somuch l'shki, it will be mites shoyis l'mailo? What is preferable? Is it preferable to be mekabel the tainis later, somach l'shkia, or is it preferable to kabel the tainus b'toich tefillah? Fine. But al kaponim, we see from the bir halacha that Rashi learned pshat in Shmuel, that Shmuel is telling us tefillas mincha is somach l'tainus. Now, tefillas mincha is somach l'tainus. So now, in the machloikis of Rav and Shmuel, Rav said zman mincha. Shmuel said, Tfilas Mincha. Now, however you'll turn the coin, Shmuel is saying he should be Mekabel, the Tainus, after Rav. Because Rav says, Man Mincha means that as soon as it becomes Teisa Shoyes or Matze, is Be'emsa Shuk, Areni Betainus Lamocha. That's it. According to Shmuel, he has to Dama Shemein Esrei. So Shmuel is Zichas saying that he should be Mekabalit closer to the Tonis than Rav. Rav said as soon as it becomes Man Mincha, he can be Mekabal, nothing. Shmuel says you have to daven. No, you daven, so you have to know how long it takes him to daven. But Al Koponim, it's Reb Yanker, that is a kind of Lacha wants to know that the Alte from Slabotke used to daven each Minesch an hour. So Minche also daven an hour. So he started Minche from Minche Ktane. So an hour later he was after Lekaine Tzoyer and then he was Mekabel the Tainus. However it is, Shmuel is saying a later Zman of Kabbalah's Tainus than Rav. Fine. So now Rashi is saying as follows. We had mentioned before the Ritva. The Ritva said that Shmuel holds your Mekabel b'tfilas Minche. Rav holds, you can be Mekabel much earlier. Why did Rav say Minche? Because she said Tfilas Minche, she said Minche. Because you don't need Tfilah, and if you don't need Tfilah, you don't need anything. So Be'emesin, Rav said an earlier Zman, but don't hold me, I mean, Dafke is so early and not early. I said this because you said Tfilas Minche. I said Minche. But I said an earlier Zman, so I mean earlier than you. And who didn't 10 days earlier or 10 years earlier is also good. So that means if he's chaylik lahokul, so he can't, it could be that what he said, mincha is lav dafke. That's how the Ritva learned Pshat. Rashi had a shayla fakert. Rashi had a shayla, Rav said zman mincha, and Shmuel said tfilas mincha. Tfilas mincha. So Rashi had a shayla, maybe Shmuel holds the ikir is tfilah. Maybe tfilah shachas is also good. Maybe the ikir is tfilah. You don't need so close. You don't need clothes. Think it as you need tefillah. So he says, if you don't need clothes, so why did he say a later zman than Rav? Lemaise, how could you say pshat that he holds you could have an earlier zman and he mentions a later zman? So Vakert, since he mentions a later zman than Rav, so that's al kolchoch araya that Vakert, he holds a later zman than Rav. So Bemel, you can't say that the ikavot is tefillah. If Dikas Voltas Tfilah say Tfilah, don't tell me a latest man, and then you tell me I really mean an earliest man, but you said Mincha, I said Tfilah's Mincha. That's me, that is what Rashi says over here. V'deike nami, mi de posik Shmuel, of poliga de Rav, de omar bizman Mincha. Rav said Zman Mincha. And he said, Shiyura Yisera, a latest man. He said, Tfilas Mincha, which is a latest man. So Yizichi cannot say that he holds Tfilas Shachas is also good. If he holds Tfilas Shachas is a good, say he's Mekabel B'Tfilah finish. He says, Mincha says, no, Mekabel B'Tfilah never Tfilah is. If he said Tfilas Mincha, which is a latest man, so a latest man means that, that there has to be Somuch L'Tainis, the way, so therefore, that is Pshat and Shmuel. Kedersiv b'megilas, so fine. Now, Kedersiv b'megilas tainis. L'soif yomim toivim aksuv b'megilas tainis. First it says, all the yomim toivim. Ksiv bo, mekadnes dino, if he was mekabel before, yiyasa, so then you should be miyasa. La'el minei toni, before we learned as follows. Elain yoimaya de loilis na'o bohim. These days you're not permitted to fast. Kol inish, but kol onabla bohim, abol lehen, bilvat, besides. Kol inish, di yaise ilave tainis mikarmis de no. Means not allowed to fast. Besides a person. The yaisi elava tainis is mekabala tainis before lifnei elu yomim toivim kigoyim shekibel olav asore tainis before he was mekabal ten tanaisim oy esrim v'nichnasu elu hayomim behem and then these yomim toivim entered in these ten tanaisim. What should he do? Yes, yaser b'tzloi b'tfilah. Then he should be miyaser b'tzloi b'tfilah. V'iloi kibla lai b'tfilah samincha. If he wasn't mekabla b'tfilah samincha, loy dochi lahanach yomim toivim. So then it won't be doicha de yontav. That means if he's mekabla before, it'll only be doicha yontav if he is mekabla b'tfilah. Alme. You have to be mekabel b'tfilas mincha. Be like kibla lavi b'tfilas mincha. Lo yosa klup. He asa loshin va'osra isa. He should asa b'tzloi tzelusa. Now let's skip over the sikha da'amri. Let's not get too confused. Now we'll go to the next line. Hai diktoni d'chsiv. And let us just say one more thing. We'll see later that's the gilsa what we have in Rashi, not like the gilsa sabach. That Rashi had a gilsa that said b'feresh the yasa b'tzloi. Not my lavi yasa atzmei b'tzloi. No, it says b'feresh the yasa b'tzloi. That he says that this person should, if he was in the Kabbalah before, so should asa b'tfilosai ereb b'yantiv. B'tzloi tzloise. Yeah. Now, let's go to the next line. Hai diktoni d'chsiv. Now, it says, the Gemara brings down, d'chsiv b'megilas tainis. That means that this was very unique. Bishim de Megillas Tainis Oisa Nichteves Levad Lezikoren Nisim. That means Bizman Chazal, nothing was written. Megillas Tainis Lezikoren Nisim. That was the only thing that was written. That's why the Gemara says Dechsiv the Megillas Tainis. Vechad Oma Yeoser. Now another one said Yeoser. The Loihabi Tony Yeyosa Bitzloi. He wasn't Goyres Yeyosa Bitzloi. The Mashmed Davke Kidamrinin Imikabo Betulas Mincha En Viloi Loi. Ela Yeyosa. He was Goyres Yeyosa. The Mashme Yehei Osa Lechel. He'll be not be permitted to eat. He Osi Alei Tainis Mikadmes Dano. If he was Mikabal on himself, the Tainis previously. How is Mekabel the Tainis previously? Bein Betzvila. It doesn't say how is Mekabel. Bein Betzvila. Bein Shaloi Betzvila. Is Mekabel the Tainis previously? And according to Rashi, previously means Al Kaponim by Zman Mincha. Doesn't mean 10 years before. It means by Zman Mincha. So is Mekabel the Tainis previously? So Mamela, it helps. So he doesn't fast. That's first, I mean, it's the end. Mahi, my kosovo. Umeshani kedesani. Yochid shekibolo of taina sheni vechemishi shekola shonekula. Kloima kedemaforish behedye in, is mekabel, is so matters. Im nidroi koi muzeiro seinu. Voloish no bein betvile, bein shalei betvile. If he made the nether before the gzeiro was, koidem gzeiro seinu, koidem shegozru chachomim yomim toivim halolo. Before they were guys of the Yom Tov, Avo Misha Gozru, Avo Pish Yisrael Tani Yosef Koydem Hazmanem Halolu Loi Dochu. But if they were guys already the Yom Tov, so then it's not Doichu. Now, I'd like to clarify two Inyonim Bishitas Rashi. One Inyon, before we got into the flow of the Sugya, the Gemara says, now we're saying Pshat according to Rav. Now according to Rav, Rashi Shita is, you have to be Mekabel B'mincha. Mekabel B'mincha. So, not Tfilas Mincha, it's Man Mincha. But you have to be Mekabel B'mincha. So let us just, try to understand one thing. Here we said, Pigeres Yehosa, Maihi, Maikosova, whatever that means. So we said that, if the Kabbalah was, the Kabbalah of Mincha was before the Vagoyz of the Tainis, before they made this for Yom Tov, so the Neder is Chal. So, Frek the Keranoire, I mean, it's very modern. What happened? It was Teisha Shoyis Amachze, he says, I'm going to make Kabbalah, he's in the middle of the Shuk, I'm a Kabbalah Tainis tomorrow. All of a sudden, we hear that the Chazal said, you know, tomorrow's going to be a Yom Tov. They just made it a Yom Tov. Mamish, she chapter the Rhine an hour before they made it a Yom Tov. But then it's good. If they made it a Yom Tov, then he says a couple of times, it's no good. It's a very, very modern case that that they made the Yom Tov, they made the Yom Tov from Zman, and after Zman Mincha, they made the Yom Tov and he chapter the Rhine before. It's a very, very modern case. Zukte Keren Eure, so we have to say Pshat and Rashi as follows. He brings a Sufik in the Rosh, and then he says what Rashi holds. this we didn't learn the Gemara according to this Gilse, but the Rosh says as follows. The Rosh says that Malacha we pass can you have to be mekabel tvilas minche, or according to Rav, minche is man minche. What is the din if a person was mekabel, let's say, we hold shmul tvilas minche, a person was mekabel tvilas minche, he said, today's Sunday, he says, I'm going to fast Monday and Tuesday. That was his Kabbalah. So that, the Rishonim say, the Zaraya from Agilsa Sarach, that's called, that's good. That's good. Even though the tainess of Tuesday, he was Mekabel on Sunday. Sunday is not the Mincha before Tuesday. And let's be more pertinent, and Monday night he's going to eat. He's eating Monday night. So L'chayre, the tainess of Tuesday is L'chayre, he was Mekabel Sunday. So that the Rishonim say, but since it's Tainesim Ritzufim, he's Mekabel Tainis Sunday and Monday and Tuesday. So there the Kabbalah of Sunday is sufficient. He doesn't have to be Mekabel Monday for Tuesday. Fine, that's a double portion. Now the Rosh Klaus Rashaila, but what if he's Mekabel Sunday for Monday and Thursday? He says, nah, I'm going to fast this week Monday and Thursday. Now, will the Kabbalah of Sunday help for Thursday? This is already not Tainesim or the Tzufim. There's a few days in between. And he's saying Sunday's going to fast Thursday. Or do you say it becomes a series? I'm fasting Monday and Thursday. Also considered like one long Tainis, and the Kabbalah of Sunday helps. The Rosh is Mesupik. The Keren Eira says Rashi held its good. So that's the story over here. The story over here is speaking about, the way Rav says, that he was Mekabel Beis Hay in the beginning of the year, so Mekabel all the Mondays and Thursdays of the whole year. So that's a good Kabbalah, since it was made on a Sunday, so it's a good Kabbalah for the whole year already. It's a series of Mondays and Thursdays with a Kabbalah B'Shas Mincha. And now, in Taki, so then it matters, when did they make the Yontif? So now we're giving them a whole year to make the Yontif. So if the Yontif was already made before this Kabbalah, so it's not chal to fast on that Yontif. If the Yontif was made during the year, so Mamela, then that is the Ivre in the Gemara. Now, we have to understand one more Nekudah, which is very difficult in the sugya. That means like this, everyone holds, you have to be mekabel the tainus right before the tainus. Shmuel holds betfile, Rab holds bezman minche. Now, we had a baraisa, the baraisa said, let's say the gist was a yasa betzloi, it says yasa betzloi, oh, it's a raya to Shmuel, you have to be mekabel besoich tfile. Simo says, no, Yeyoser. It doesn't, it's a different Gilsa, not Yasa, but it's like Yeyoser. Simo, hey, don't you be Mekabel B'Soich Mincha. Fine. That's the Ivra of the Gemara. But in the middle of the Sugya, we have a Pesakashe, Maihi. Most of it's Yeyoser, Maihi, my Kosova. And then the Gemara brings down that only helps if the nether was before the yontif, not if the yontif was before the nether. Now, l'chayy, this is the olive base in the sugya. I mean, l'chayy, you have to say this according to everyone. From the lashon of Rashi in Shmuel, it would seem, when we first brought down the Baraisa, the Baraisa said as follows. Rashi said, what is Pshat Mekadmes Tino? So Rashi said, Dibur Masuk the Kosu Bemegilas Tainis, Kolinish the Yaisi Lavi Tainis Mekadmes Tino, Tifnei Eilu Yomim Toivim, before these Yomim Toivim, Higain Shekibel Olav Asore Tainiyos Eesrim, Venichesu Eilu Hayomim Bahem, that if a person was Mekabel Tainis before these Yomim Toivim, like he said, 10 or 20 days I'm going to fast, is Yasa B'Tzloi B'Tzvila, Now, it seems in Shmuel, the way Rashi explains the Baraisa, it does not seem that the Yomim Tovim were Nischadish later. It would seem, from the way Rashi brings now in the beginning, there were Yomim Tovim already. These Yomim Tovim were there. And he said, and he said that Kegain Shekibol Olav, the Yisrael Tanis Mikadus the Nolif, Nay Elu Yom, before these Yomim Tovim, Kegain Shekibol Olav, Asorah Tanis, say Esrim, V'nichnas Eila Yomim Behem, then Yasub Etzloisa, he davens before the Yomtev, and it's good. But Rashi Vais say somehow that according to Shmuel, you don't need that the Neder was made before the Yomtev was Nigzer. This whole Gemara is only according to Rav. And Be'emison, Rabbeinu Gershom says klo like that. Rabbeinu Gershom says over here, let us look at Rabbeinu Gershom, the first column, the bottom line. Man di yomar yeyaser kidamrinen, tafilu kibol olav hatainis, la'acher sheniskenu oisam yomim toivim. He was mekabel the tainis after they made the yomim toivim, shloili sanis bem, el shekibol olav kaidim shegir, he was mekabel the tainis before they came, shayich navshei betainis, so it shayich the first, Mima, or could be Bima, Shekibol Olav Tainis Betfilas HaMincha. So Memele, he fasts, but that is Mekabel the Tainis B'Mincha. So Rabbeinu Gershom says over here, according to Shmuel, that he was Mekabel the Tainis before, even though the Yontav was already Chal, as long as he's Mekabel the Tainis Betfilas Mincha, he fasts. That's Lechayr, and Rashi also seems to say like this. Now, what the lomdus of the Rabbeinu Gershom is very unclear. What's the chiluk between Rav and Shmuel? And one more ha'or I would like to make. It's very modern. In Rav, with the Gemara Bizana Barais, he's Mekabel Beis Hei Beis. He was Mekabel every Monday and Thursday. In the way we learn Pshat and Shmuel, Rashi says Mekabel 10 days or 20 days. Rashi says it's an under tzir, not Beis Hei. It's also Halidavahum. Perhaps Pshat and Rashi is as follows. Later we're going to have a very interesting halacha. There's a halacha that we pass in halacha and Shulchan Aruch, that a person is permitted to be loive atainis upova. What does that mean? That means as follows. Let's say a person was mekabel atainis, and later comes the day of the tainis, he's mitzvah, he's not feeling well, or someone told him there's a bris today, or another legitimate excuse not to fast. So he's loive, so I won't fast today, I'll fast another time. He's allowed to eat, and I'll fast another time. Now in Shulchan Aruch it says that this was only said by a tainis stam, but not by a tainis mefulet, which means as follows. And the Ritva explains this as follows. That means if a person said, I'm going to fast 10 days. The person was going to fast 10 days. Which 10 days? I didn't say yet. I'm going to fast 10 days. Right? I'm a chuyif to fast 10 days. Then, it's Sunday. He says, tomorrow I'm going to fast. So that means this will be the first of the 10 days. Then Monday comes to shul, there's a bris over there, Shem Hashem, a bris, today's gonna fast by a bris. So he says, no, I won't fast tomorrow, I'll fast a different time. So he's allowed to do it. What's the lomdus? The lomdus is because by Emerson, the ikatainus was to fast 10 days. It wasn't I have to fast. Now I have to pick out the 10 days, so I said I'm gonna fast tomorrow. But tomorrow is only a yichud, and what? The nether was to fast, this should be one of the 10 days. But it's not, that wasn't the nether to fast this day. I'm picking this day, this should be one of the 10 days. If now it's convenient for me not to fast tomorrow, so I won't fast tomorrow. Period. What is the din? A person said, I'm going to fast this week Monday and Thursday. I'm going to fast Monday and Thursday. Different type of a nether. He comes to shul Monday. He sees there's a bris. Oy, shay mishmach. What's the Peres Suda? So there we paskel aloch. Rabid, you were makabel Monday and Thursday. You have to fast today. Because the nether was to fast today. So merely you have to fast today. You can't make dreidlich over here. So we see there's two types of Kabbalah's tainus. There's one tainus, I'm a Kabbalah, I'm going to fast this day. Better than there's no din of love or poga. There's another tainus, I said, I'm going to fast a certain amount of days, and then I pick days. There, so there, the Kabbalah was abstract, and all I'm doing now is being, picking days for that Kabbalah. So memela, so then the loch is, then there's a din of love or poga. Now, it could be that Pshat is as follows. According to Shmuel, that we need two things. We need we need a Kabbalah. According to Shmuel, we learned that he was a Kabbalah before, and later he picked out that day. So it could be, when he was a Kabbalah, I'm going to fast 10 Tanaisim. This Neder was not Levatel as a mitzvah. That means, on the fast 10, the neder, which is mechayev me to fast, I never said I'm gonna fast on a Yom Tov. I'm gonna fast 10 days. So the neder was chal, but he has to fast 10 days. Later, I'm standing in front of a Yom Tov and I say, tomorrow I'll fast. So then it could be the neder. Since the etzem neder was chal, the Kabbalah now is just being mevara, which, that this should be one of the 10 days. So then, there the neder is chal levatel as hayonta, because that's a neder was not levatel as hayonta. That's a neder was an abstract neder, and I'm just now using that neder which was chal and being miyach. I'm guiding it that it should be chal on this day. So then, according to Shmuel, there's no even though the neder was made after the yonta was chal, the neder is still chal. Masha enkein, according to Rav. According to Rav, we're saying like this, he made a neder, and the Chiddush is Yei Osel. That the neder ourselves, so to say such a, so, and there the Baraisa says a marshal of Beis Hay. So there I'm making a neder and a meyuchidikida in the first Monday and Thursday. So there it says, if Monday is a Yom Tov, how can you make a neder to fast on Monday? That's called I'm making a neder to be oikir the Yom Tov of Chazal. So there the neder is bechlal not chal. So davke in Rav, the Gemara says, that only chal if the neder was made before Chazal were kevei the yontif. The neder was made, because there I'm making the neder takanem yuchid kedei. So memele, you cannot with your neder be oikir the yontif of Chazal. Masha ein kein, according to Shmuel, could very well be that the way Rashi says Pshat, that he was Mekabel 10 days, so the Etzim Neder was not a Neder Laker Divrei Chazal. So even though later Bishas, the Kabbalah, he wants to be Miyachah, that this day should be one of the 10 days, and this day is a Yom Tov, Avopikin it is Chal.